Hi, it's Paul Kronforst, host of WISN's remodeling show, and pleased to be a longtime Callan customer. Selecting the right colors for a home's interior can have a tremendous impact on how we view the space. Color influences our emotions and actions and how we respond to people, things, and ideas. A category of colors that are great to work with are known as neutral colors, which can be formal or casual, but always classy. They can help increase visual space by providing a calming or energetic feeling to a room. The essential key to working with neutral colors is to vary the tones and textures to eliminate neutral's bad rap of being drab. Let me give you examples of ways you can use neutral colors in the bathroom effectively. Rich, dark cabinetry accents the crisp white toilet, tub, sink, and counter. Quartz white and taupe provide serenity. Quartz and taupe can be a cool color, so maintain cohesiveness by avoiding mixing them with a warm neutral such as cream. The soothing shades that taupes and tans evoke can add tranquility and calmness. Sage and white follow the successful rules for keeping neutral colors from becoming uninteresting by combining shades and textures. There are also product lines that offer a variety of neutral colors that can complement your interior paint schemes. Kohler recently introduced the color Dune to its already extensive neutral line. Its understated light neutral shade offers more depth than white, and it lends a calm, soothing feel. This color is available on 500 base plumbing products. From tubs to sinks to toilets, Kohler's Biscuit, Almond, Sandbar, and Innocent Blush also make it easy to coordinate tile cabinet and paint colors to create a smooth, neutral color scheme. Callan's main cabinet line, Starmark, provides finishes to enhance a neutral color on many of the wood species used for vanities. Finishes like champagne on oak gives this species a serene blush effect. Just picture tinted varnish mushroom with sandy beige walls for a warm, glowing bathroom. Cabinets can be stained in white, which is an obvious neutral color, but when white is glazed with buttercream and nickel, or Aegean mist, maple takes on a beautiful green hue. Colors like macadamia, marshmallow cream, and eggnog can steal the show from traditional dark cherry and honey oak. The Sherwin-Williams paint color forecast for 2014 is inspired by fashion, technology, and global influences. Standout neutral colors included Kestrel White, Techno Gray, and China Doll. Those colors are beautiful neutrals that whisper lavender, latte, and gray. Wall coverings are another excellent way to offer neutral interest with tone-on-tone texture. Raymond Waite's wallpaper is a classic choice for vintage and traditional stripe. Kenneth James' Cayman Lavender Contemporary Raffia is a must-see if you like taupe and orchid. Don't be leery of your favorite neutral color or style trending out. Remember, neutral, when done right, goes with everything. In addition to color selection, there are other ways to make a big impact on interior spaces. Kitchens and baths are by far the most common remodeling projects, but there are other smaller projects that contribute to making your house comfortable, efficient, and beautiful. For example, Callan is doing a lot of spiffing up of mudrooms. In our climate, with snow in the winter and mud in the spring, it's really nice to have a transition area from the outside to the main part of the house. But mudrooms are more than just a place for shucking boots and shoes. They are evolving into beautifully organized areas where there's a place for everything. For households with children, lockers or cubbies are just the right height, make it easy for the little ones to leave their backpacks, hang their jackets, and store their footwear. An adult household doesn't need those hooks 40 inches off the floor, but closet space for outerwear, handbags, and umbrellas are a great addition. A mudroom equipped with counter space is a convenient stopping point when bringing multiple bags of groceries in from the car. Enclosed storage, whether it's wall cabinets or a pantry-type closet, can handle all those bulk items and overstock that don't need to go into the kitchen. More and more, the counters include docking stations to recharge the cell phone or laptop. Organizers can handle keys, mail, and other household miscellaneous. Further enhancing the mudroom are updated laundry centers. Main floor laundry rooms are not only step savers, but also can make doing the laundry a lot more enjoyable. Relocated from the basement, the old freestanding laundry tub is replaced by a drop-in sink surrounded by a countertop. Recessed washer boxes keep the supply hoses, discharge hose, and shut-off valve in the wall accessible but out of sight. The sink can be eliminated entirely if desired and replaced with a counter or storage. Front loaders also allow placement of a counter over the machines. The counter is higher than standard, but the point is to maximize usable space. In much older homes, mudrooms may be no more than tiny entranceways. Even so, there are creative ways to carve space from an adjacent room, the garage itself, or a back porch. It doesn't matter how big or small your space is, just use every inch of it to create order out of chaos.